Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. A mid-Michigan homicide case is on hold after a judge ruled the suspect is not mentally fit to face trial. Authorities say 30-year-old Logan Welch was shot and killed at a business in Elmont in Lapeer County. Welch, a Grand Blanc native, coached 7th-grade football at Grand Blanc West Middle School and was expecting his first child with his wife. The man charged in the case, William Channer, is facing multiple felony counts, including first-degree murder and weapons charges. Prosecutors say those charges could carry a life sentence without parole if he is ultimately convicted. However, court proceedings have been paused after Channer was found incompetent to stand trial, meaning he cannot currently understand the case against him or assist in his own defense. Under Michigan law, defendants in that condition are typically committed for treatment until they are deemed competent. No timeline has been set for when the case might resume. And residents in Bad Axe gathered today to observe the annual National Day of Prayer with a community program centered on faith, worship, and encouragement. The event featured prayers for local families, churches, schools, and community leaders, while several speakers shared messages focused on hope, unity, and service. Attendees also heard preaching throughout the gathering as participants reflected on the National Day of Observance. A musical highlight came from Laura Krasiewski and her family, who performed worship songs during the program. Organizers said the event brought together area residents from different churches and backgrounds for a time of prayer and fellowship. And a Saginaw murder case is temporarily on hold as the court evaluates another defendant's mental competency. Authorities say 23-year-old John Gorilla Johnson has been ordered to undergo testing to determine whether he understands the charges against him and can assist in his own defense. The evaluation will take place at the Michigan Center for Forensic Psychiatry. Zerillo Johnson is charged with open murder and multiple weapons offenses in the April 22nd shooting death of 32-year-old Darnisha Spence. Investigators say Spence was shot near Rust Avenue and M46 after reportedly encountering the suspect earlier in the day. Police took Cyrilla Johnson into custody shortly after the incident. Investigators have not released details about a possible motive or whether the two knew each other. He remains lodged in the Saginaw County Jail without bond as the case awaits the outcome of the competency evaluation. When we come back from this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with our national, international news and our obituaries.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right. Whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb for 35 years.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news. Wyandotte police advocate for tougher penalties after high-speed chase. Following a multi-city high-speed chase pursuit that ended earlier this week, the Wyandotte Police Department is publicly backing House Bill 4690. The proposed legislation seeks to significantly increase penalties for individuals who flee police in motor vehicles, citing the extreme danger posed to the public. Local officials argue that current sentencing guidelines do not sufficiently deter reckless elusion. The department plans to present data from recent incidents to state lawmakers to illustrate the need for more stringent legal consequences. In other national news, U.S. maritime blockade disables Iranian-flagged tanker. U.S. Central Command confirmed that military forces in the Gulf of Oman disabled an Iranian-flagged oil tanker late Wednesday. The vessel reportedly failed to comply with multiple warnings as it attempted to navigate through the restricted maritime zone established by the current blockade. The strike targeted the ship's steering mechanism to prevent further movement without causing a total loss of the vessel or the environmental spill. Military officials stated the action was necessary to maintain the integrity of the blockade during the ongoing peace negotiations. And in our international news, South Korean court reduces former prime minister's sentence. An appeals court in South Korea has reduced the prison sentence of the country's former prime minister to 15 years. The official had been convicted of a high-profile insurrection trial that captivated the nation last year. The court cited a lack of direct evidence for some of more severe charges as the reason for the reduction. The decision has sparked a mix of relief and protest amongst the South Korean public, highlighting deep political divisions within the country. In other international news, Canada coordinates with WHO on maritime health emergency. The Canadian government is working closely with the WHO to assist its citizens affected by the hantavirus outbreak on a cruise ship off the coast of Africa. Consular officials are providing support to the families of those who have been hospitalized or deceased. Authorities are also reviewing health protocols for returning travelers to ensure the virus does not enter the country. The incident has promoted a broader discussion about sanitation and pest control standards in the international cruise industry. We have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.